Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now on Earwolf, journalist and author Angela Chen joins Adam Conover on a new Factually to answer every question you've ever had about asexuality. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Gosh.
Hello and welcome to we're in Off Book 2 now.
Are we off in Off Book 3?
You're right. Sorry, that was Off Book 2. This is Off Book 3. Welcome to Off Book 3, the improvised musical 3, with Zach 3 and Jess 3. That one's Jessica McKenna 3.
That one's Zach Reno 3.
It's Songs for a New World, the world that we're in now. Songs for a New World 2, Off Book 3. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, on the piano. We got Brett Morris on the frets.
We got Dana Wickens on the stickins, not yet, but we got producer Dana monitoring this brave new world. We'll get those sticks back in place ASAP.
So we're forging ahead. We had our fun Undercovers episodes, loved those, got quarantine brain, need to move on to the next thing. That's where we're at now. This is 3.
Okay, so we are trying a software. Should we shout it out?
Let's shout it out later if it works.
Great.
Let's not throw shade at it if it doesn't, but let us just say, full of potential. It allows us to sing together with very little latency, and that brings joy to my heart. And this time, and so this one's just going to be Jess and I sort of in the new frontier, or on vocals anyway.
Yes, we can't yet subject a guest to this. We are 30 minutes into its setup, so we cannot ask a guest to do that and then also make a musical with us. But maybe one day we will. But for now, we're going to make a brand new musical, the two of us, with the help of the family band. Typically, when it's the two of us, we get a word from the audience, or, you know, sometimes we just like organically could find it, I suppose.
That should be sort of what we do now since we don't have an audience. Let's just find it.
Well, Zach, do you want to talk about how we've both experimented with sourdough? You a lot more vigorously than I?
Yeah, by vigorously, you mean I did it very bad 4 times and then less bad 1 time. I did successfully make sourdough last night.
I mean, the first time that I made it, we had one. It went into 2 loaves, and mm-hmm. we had 1 bad loaf, 1 good loaf. So, mm-hmm.
Well, that is the first time. So the first time you made it, you made some good bread. First time I made it, I made a puddle. But I will say this one, I did finish baking at about 2:20 in the morning from very, very bad planning. But upshot, I now know what the problem was, and that's that I was not harnessing the power of the moon and all of her sort of energy.
Well, not enough people talk about how like the moon is a sort of a world famous baker.
Yes. Everyone like...
We go to a beautiful bakery in Paris. Oh, monsieur, I cannot bake tonight. The moon is not with me.
Suzette, are you saying it is the wrong time of night for baking sweet treats and toasty loaves?
That's exactly what I am saying, Pierre. For if we were to bake tonight, we would make no macaron. We would make no French baguette.
We would make a macaron and a French
bag regret.
Very good.
You must wait. When you bake, you must wait for the right moon. Don't you bake all too late, or bake too soon. When you put together flour and water, but you think about the moon not at all, then nothing will rise, it only will fall.
Oh, tonight, not the night for baking.
Tonight's not the night for baking.
Tonight's not the night for baking. Tonight is the night for you to just sleep, or maybe to play with your dog. Tonight you should go on the streets of Paris and maybe have a leisurely jog.
Could you take a time on the Seine?
Tonight's not the night, not the night for baking. Tonight's not the night to make bread. Tonight's not the night for croissants and baguettes and cinnamon rolls. Tonight's not the night for baking.
I will see you in 6 days.
Yes, Suzette. We will wait for the moon to be in a different phase. And perhaps then we will put flour to parchment and scoring knife to loaf.
Perhaps then, but not.
But not tonight. Au revoir.
Oh, it did not mean he had to leave me. We said all of those other wonderful things we could do besides baking bread.
Oh, no, I forgot my bindle. I was going to go head out on the railroad tracks with my bindle out into the world.
Pierre, you have come back, but only for your bindle, you say?
Well, yes, Suzette, you said that tonight's not the night for baking. I assume that this is all your sort of interest you have had with me since we are bakers who work together. I never thought there might be something more between us, so that we had a work relationship.
Oh, yes, of course. That is all I meant. I would be so sad if you forgot your bindle. Go to the tracks, Pierre.
Go to your precious tracks, your open track, and your open train.
No, Suzette, you're crying so much. I do not particularly like the bindle or the railroad tracks. My house is being fumigated for a cockroaches tonight, so I cannot go there to sleep because all the little tiny bugs are dying from poisonous gases and pellets to kill them all, the cockroaches that live in my house. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, and... It was so beautiful, the way you described the cockroaches. No, Suzette, you cannot say. He is your co-baker, your colleague, your compatriot. Now is not the time. It is not the time to bake, and it is not the time to tell the truth.
Sorry, I was not paying attention. I was looking at our pantry. We are running very low on nutritional yeast, which is not good for baking, but it's very good for putting on the popcorn as a delicious treat. We have plenty of baker's yeast, but no nutritional yeast. I will make a run. Since we cannot bake this day, perhaps instead of going to the railroad tracks with my bindle, I will go on a supplies run. Is there anything I can pick up for you, Suzette? My co-baker, my compatriot, my friend and companion, who I value so much because of her talent and her brains and her many, many skills and her kind soul and loving eyes.
Oh, that was quite a list. Just the nutritional yeast. I like to put it on a salad with a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of salt and pepper.
Okay.
And a little bit of Cristal Louisiana hot sauce.
Oh, yeah, the Cristal is good. It is the favorite hot sauce of many of the cooks on Bon Appetit, the Test Kitchen. I think Chris Morocco is his favorite hot sauce.
Oh, I love when Chris Morocco takes the very tiny bite.
He takes such a small bite. But everyone seems to value his palate because he's so very, very good at it. That's seriously all you want. I can't even pick you up like a wild cherry Pepsi or a feisty cherry Diet Coke.
I'll take a cherry Coke Zero.
All right.
Oh, Suzette, you've done it again. You've let the moment pass you by. Oh, why do you take such a tiny Chris Morocco bite out of life when you should take a Bradley Owen chomp? You're in the city of love, the city of lights, yet you send him away on this moonless night. This city of towers, this city of tastes, yet you let him go with such quick haste. Nutritional yeast, not in the least of your problems, no. You let him go. Just finally chomp down with the truth, Suzette. Just finally chomp down like your life's a baguette. Take a big old chomp out of life, Suzette, or your life will be full of only regret. Finally take a chomp, Suzette. You're a dainty Parisian, you ride your cycle, but you should say I love you, Pierre Michael. You're so calm and coy, but he's the boy that you dream of. Take a chomp, Suzette, to read your heart like it's a baguette. Not a dainty Madeline, you're wasting time. Take a chomp, Suzette, or your life's regret. See? go to live on those tracks or no, maybe so. His offer as he gazed at the pantry was an open door to be more out of life, Suzette. A big chumpy chump on that fresh baguette, the baguette that people carry in their basket on their bike. Why'd you let this ruin your perfect night? Oh, moon, I have let you down. You've waxed and you waned just like my courage. But someday, somehow, I will find a way to speak up.
Oh, moon, I am so glad you are shining down on me tonight as I walk through the streets of Gay Paris to the whole the French Whole Foods surplus food store that is open 24 hours, where all the bakers and restaurateurs of France get the only the finest supplies. I just hope that I do not get too distracted and I can get the things that I came here for. What did she want?
Oh, hello. Welcome to Whole Foods Surplus, open nightly for industry.
Oh, hello. Are you new here? I do not recognize you.
Oh, you don't know me? Oh, well, that's okay. My name's George.
Are you not new here?
Well, I'm new to the night shift, but I'm not new to the Whole Foods Surplus.
Ah, yes, that explains it. You see, I only shop under the moon, for the sun and its harsh rays has adverse effects on all of my baking ingredients. I need a controlled temperature, which is why I carry this bindle, which I know seems like a hobo thing to carry around, but is in fact a heavily insulated fabric within which the temperature of food will remain at a constant 72 degrees.
Oh, wow, what stable climate control. That's excellent for baking. You know, baking's a lot like science.
No, baking is a lot like magic, influenced by the wild powers of the world. There is no science in it. I mean, I guess there is temperature control, and I guess you need to have, like, a normal stream of as few variables as possible. But I guess what I'm saying is, you can't put baking in a box. You can't learn baking from a book. Baking is done with the heart and the soul. If you take a closer look, no one can tell you how much flour to add to make a bagel a perfectly round. If you want to make a bagel the very best bagel, here is the truth I have found. It's magic and nobody knows it, 'cause it's magic and nobody knows. I can prove it. If you ask someone how to make a sourdough loaf, everyone will give you different advice on how it goes, because it's magic and literally nobody knows.
Oh, you think that it's magic?
When?
Well, you should always weigh with a scale.
Yeah, obviously.
And that gets pretty precise. And if you don't do it right, you'll have a sad tale.
Sure, but the numbers on the scale are magical runes, and nobody knows what they mean. And also, unless you have a three-digit scale, you can't see half a gram or the gram in between, because it's magic. Nobody knows. Salt and sugar on the scale to try to get it so very close, but it's magic and nobody knows. And that is why every baking recipe book is written by a wizard or a witch. They have crazy names like Ina Garden and other names I can't remember which. So many magical powers from bakers who all are in tune with the forces of the universe, the rotation of the earth, the position of the stars and the moon. It's magic,
magic.
And nobody knows.
And nobody knows.
Baking's suppose you could do measurements with very few variables and write them down, I suppose. But I still think it's magic. And because it's magic, nobody knows.
Meanwhile, in a fancy, fancy part of Long Island? It's... Ooh, Jeffrey. Did you feel that? Jeffrey, yes, did you get a little tingle in your spine?
Yes, Claire, I think I did. What was that?
Oh, Jeffrey, I love that only you know my secret name, Claire. The rest of the world knows me as Ina Garten, but Claire, to you.
I can call you Ina. It's weird that I call you Claire. I have another very good friend named Claire.
Oh, sorry, and that's a very good idea. I do love her.
Oh, but yes, I'm Jeffrey, Ina Garten's husband.
Noted husband.
Noted husband of Ina Garten. There all the time, in a very fancy part of New York City.
I think like Long Island, you know, I'm thinking like, you know what? More like, are we on Martha's Vineyard? You know what? It doesn't matter where
we
are.
It's so fancy. I love it here. I love tasting all of your cooking because you're a chef and me, I'm a supportive husband.
The Hamptons.
That's where we are. I frequently forget where we are. There's just so many parts of New York. Well, of course, there's Queens. Queens is a part of New York, of that I'm sure. If you go to Queens, you are in New York. You haven't taken a wrong turn at the fork. If you are going to Queens, with Queens the destination, that's where you end up. People would say, you are in New York. Yes, I'm sure, and that's what's
up. But we're in the Hamptons.
Right.
We're in the Hamptons. We're in the Hamptons. That's where we are. And we could be in Rye. That's a part of New York I once met a guy. We could be in Long Island down at Jones Beach, a near park that is just in reach. And we could be in Bronx or we can be at Brooklyn. Those are other boroughs.
And of course we could be in Queens.
But we're in the Hamptons.
The Hamptons.
We're in the Hamptons. Not Rockaway Beach, but the Hamptons. That's where we are.
That's where we are, yes.
That's where we are. But really, I was feeling like a deep tingle because I think Jeffrey...
Yes,
someone somewhere in the world is on to our little secret.
Ina, we have hidden our secret for hundreds of years.
That we're immortal wizards.
That we're immortal wizards who pull eldritch and ancient powers from the earth and the moon and the stars. And then we sort of write down an approximation of what we're doing in a book and pass it off as a science. You, a cook, and me, a supportive husband.
That's right, Jeffrey. And we've built an elaborate life, an elaborate disguise. But really, if you look back in all the innovations through cooking throughout time, we've been there.
Pulling the little strings. Can I ask a selfish question?
Of course, Jeffrey, my love.
Because I love your career. You know I love your career.
And thank you so much.
All of the things you've accomplished.
Thank you. I was a food scientist.
Could you just say... maybe one thing you like about me and what I do.
Yes.
That would make me feel good,
Jeffrey,
and seen.
Here are things that I love about you.
Yes.
We met and we used to play tennis. And
I so play tennis.
And you have a military background.
Of course.
And
I've served.
Now I feel like perhaps you might have like transitioned that into the private sector, maybe like think tank type stuff.
Yes, I've served. I play tennis. I serve and I serve. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I used to serve. Now I serve.
And you know what? We went on a camping trip for our honeymoon,
yes,
because we didn't have much money and it was so sweet. We went camping through Europe and we said one day we'll stay in a fabulous hotel in Paris and one day we'll have our own apartment in Paris. And we often go to Paris and we have jaunty times on our balcony. Also for our first, when we were courting, I sent you brownies, and those are the things I know.
Just the tip of the iceberg. But darling, you can't mention Paris without me getting just so excited to go back to Paris. How long has it been?
Jeffrey, I think it's maybe been like 5.5 weeks since we've been in Paris.
It's been more than a month.
More than a month since Paris.
And time
not
means
for us.
Time means almost nothing.
Yes,
to me.
True.
An immortal being who's been around for hundreds of years.
Do you know what year I loved? We don't talk about this that
wait,
often.
Let me guess. 1564.
Such a good year.
Mm.
Honestly, such a good year. I was thinking of, actually, is it like 1219? You know, I'm loving when that like Magna Carta is dropping. Is it like 1219?
What a huge year. What a shakeup to the
thing. What a shakeup when that Magna Carta dropped.
I was sort of thinking early Shakespeare time, which is why I was in the sort of 1500s. I was thinking about like,
Jeffrey,
you
know, you are nothing if not a romantic.
Well, I've served and I serve, and that's what I'll say about that. Meanwhile. Yes. Meanwhile, on a totally different alleyway in Paris. Oi. Yeah. All you Paris rats, get over here. You
all
group
right.
of friendly Paris rats and roaches. I want to talk about, well, I guess it's mostly rats here. I want to talk about our friends the roaches. They've been having a bit of a hard time in Paris lately, they have.
Yeah, no, I want to talk about that too. But first, could I have the floor for a second?
Oh, yeah, sure. Everyone, hold up. Everyone, Ben has the floor. Give Ben the floor.
I just wanted to say really quickly, I've been cooking under a chef's hat, and
Wait a minute.
I've been cooking?
Yeah, I understand. Hold on. Let me slow down. I want to walk through this real quick.
Okay.
You, a rat.
Yeah.
A mouse, a mousy creature known as a rat.
That's right.
Have been wearing a chef's hat, a normal sized chef's hat, or a little one?
No, I'm sorry. I've been like playing. I sit under the chef's hat, and
right.
I help a human chef cook.
You've been sitting on the head of a man.
That's right.
And you've been cooking.
Yeah, that's right.
Trash, cooking up delicious pieces of trash. Cardboard with the corners bitten off of it.
No.
Lettuce a la rot.
No, I've been making comforting, wholesome ratatouille.
What, you mean like a melange of garden vegetables all diced real thinly and arranged in a visually appealing way?
That's the one, yeah. I've gotten this little chef to use a mandolin to get them real thin.
Not for me.
Not for you?
No, not for me.
Okay, on to other business.
No, we can talk about it. I mean, everyone's got their own, you know, proclivities. Like, hey, Richard, I bet Richard would love a ratatouille, wouldn't you, Rich?
Oh, me? Yeah. I love the thin vegetables. I love them when they're thin.
Yeah, see, Rich loves them when they're thin. It's just me. Ben, I don't want you to get the feeling like what you're doing is wrong. It's just, you know, food is a very subjective and personal thing. Maybe some people prefer the thinly diced vegetables. Me? Give me a piece of cardboard with some motor oil that just sort of soaked through the part of it. Pizza! I love a slice, a New York slice, a Chicago slice. Prefer a New York slice. Hard to drag a Chicago slice around.
That's true. It's a challenge for a rat to get a big old Chicago deep dish. It's more like a casserole.
I'm curious, though, not to harp back on it too much. How did you sort of, how'd you get that gig cooking on a man's head? Can you sort of walk me through that, just sort of beat by beat?
Yeah,
how
sure.
How that came to pass?
Yeah, sure.
A chef who make cooking popular for regular people, not like it was a fancy thing reserved for tall buildings and steeples. So I went to the city where I knew I could learn and I could grow. And one day I saw a man who was in trouble, and I decided to show myself to him in the kitchen. And of course at first he screamed, but then we worked together and I helped realize his dream. His dream was to fall in love with a sous chef. My dream was to cook, and I hid on his head under a hat so no one could give me a look. And I pulled his hair to help him cook. I pulled his hair to help him cook. That's how we did it, with a wink and a look. I pulled his hair to help him
All right, I think I got it.
You went to the city to help a man make food popular for the masses. Know what he did that before he met you. That was sort of his whole thing. And you were like, I look up to the man, so I'm gonna get a job at a restaurant. He's afraid when he sees me. But then he eventually we become a team, and I hide under his hat, and you pull his hair to help him.
But no, there was a different guy. He was dead. He used to be on a TV instead. They started selling products with his face on them. And then there's a sort of rumination on what is good and what is bad and what's subjective and what is art. And can we call this food bad? If this food makes people happy and that food makes people sad, then what's the really good food? That we should think about it a tad. So it really is.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Or fancy linen, it's about the feeling that you get. That's food from the beginning. But I pulled his hair to help him cook. I pulled his hair to help him cook. That's my story, fellow rots and roachers in this nook. I pulled his hair and I helped him cook.
Right, I feel like I got it now. I feel like I understand your roots, where you're coming from.
Will these rats and roaches have anything else to say? Are Ina and Jeffrey on their way to Paris? And will Suzette and Pierre ever fall in love? Is cooking and baking science or magic or both? Find out when we return to the second half of...
'Neath the French Moon, the musical!
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great, no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They're so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
Welcome back. When we last left the city of Paris and some part of New York, things were happening. What will happen now when we return to
'Neath the French Moon? Ah, fantastic. I have this whole bindle full of supplies to bring back to my patisserie. I have... beans. What was it I forgot to bring? She asked for a wild cherry Pepsi? No. Was it a feisty cherry Diet Coke?
Young man, I believe she asked for a cherry Coke Zero.
Sacre bleu! Who are you?
It's me, Ina Garten, famous chef and food stylist and food scientist and drinker of large cosmos, friend of Taylor Swift, and citizen of New York State.
You are a friend of Tay-Tay? You're really name-dropping a pretty hard right now, lady. But let me tell you, I like it.
Don't you know me by now? Don't you know my name? I run with a pretty cool squad. Yes, I got that fame. And I can see you got a spark, kid. I can see it's not tragic. I can tell that you're a wise baker boy who stumbled on a little bit of magic. Yes, it's true, boy. I know what you think. I'm telling you that it's true, boy. Sit down, let's have a drink. I know it's true, boy. I know what you think. So sit down with me and Jeffrey on our balcony and let us have a big drink.
Oh yeah, boy, you know my name is Jeffrey and I am also here. If you're ever gonna have a conversation with Ina, you know that Jeffrey's gonna be near, because I am her biggest fan and her lover and husband as well. There isn't a story about Ina Garten that I wouldn't be able to tell.
Oh, you know it's true, boy. Believe what he said.
And Jeffrey.
Oh, you know it's true. So sip on this Cosmo and we'll unravel the cosmos. Cause what you're thinking, boy, it is true.
Sacre bleu. I always knew that baking was magic. I suspected that that was the truth. But now to see two magical figures appear in the big smoky blue poof. You weren't here a moment ago, no, no. But now you're standing in front of me. A wizard named Ina Garten and her husband Jeffrey. It's true.
We're eternal, magical beings from all time. We're gonna help
help you put that magic into baking. Do it so sublime.
I cannot wait. I feel like my past is unfolding. I hope that I am not forgetting something else very important right in front of me. I kind of do that sometimes. I lose sight of what's important and need to be reminded later. I just get so easily distracted. I don't mean to do no wrong. It's true.
To make you a baking hero, and because you got distracted, here is a cherry cold syrup.
Thank you so much. I will take this cherry Coke Zero and learn from you to be a magical baker. From you, the two most, I assume, powerful bakers in the world.
Well, that's right. I mean, we have a lot of power and we are bakers. Are we the most powerful bakers? I don't know. I'm not ready to commit to that label.
I'm more of a, I love tennis. I've served. I serve and I served. That's what I say.
That's right, Jeffrey. And you know, when I go away, sometimes I put some frozen lasagna and for God, Jeffrey.
And God bless you for that, because I'm going to be honest, I'm a mess in the kitchen. I just don't need to learn anything. But you have such potential. What, me?
Yes, you, Pierre. You know, Jeffrey and I, we've traveled the world. We live forever and always. And when we sense there is other magic in the world, we have to go find it. And we're not feeling it as much here, but we felt it near you somewhere.
I guess I kind of assumed, because you had appeared to me, that I was the magical one. Am I not the magical one?
It could be you. It could be you, but I'm just saying we're on our balcony now, and I wasn't feeling... What?
You know who I bet it is.
Who?
I bet I know. If it's not me, I bet it is Suzette, because she is the most talented, kind, wonderful, and intelligent baker I have ever had the pleasure to work side by side with. Sometimes I get so focused on how good she is at baking that I feel like I honestly miss all sorts of other things going around me at the time. You know what I mean? Do you ever feel that, Jeffrey? I feel like you would know. Like when you eat something that this woman who you love so very, very much has made, that the sort of world outside of it just sort of washes away, that you do not see it. Yes, that's exactly how I feel.
Oh, that's
how
sweet.
I feel.
That's very
sweet.
It's like
there's nothing in the world but her and her cooking. Although, I will tell you, if you're only focused on her baking, you may need to just sort of like pull back a little bit, just widen up that scope, because behind every beautiful dish, what's more important is the story behind it, the dish's history, and the person who made it as the sort of storyteller of that dish. It's like running a marathon and passing a torch. Each delicious recipe is the fire of the people who came before. It's like writing a poem, but just one line at a time. The ancestors before you wrote the first, and then you finished the rhyme. The dish is a reflection of the cook. The baker is baking with the past, and everyone is carrying a dish that will last. So all I'm really saying, I hope you learn it sooner than later. When eating the bread, don't lose sight of the baker. Oh, I see.
Ina, what? You look like you are about to say something. Ina, do you have wisdom to add?
I don't know. I was really just kind of honestly moved. It was really sweet, and I feel like sometimes Jeffrey doesn't get the floor enough, and I felt like, wow.
Oh, yeah, I could do more. Oh, yeah,
no,
sure.
No, I mean, up to you, Jeffrey. I just, like, that was really beautiful, honestly.
Yes, I'll have my moment, Ina. Thank you.
It's like when playing tennis, don't forget who invented the game and who made a tennis racket. After the first was made, the game was changed. Can you imagine playing tennis with a bunch of sticks and rocks that don't bounce at all? And instead of playing on a beautiful court, you're playing in an echoey hall. Don't lose sight of the baker when you're eating the bread. Enjoy the moment and don't lose sight of the road ahead.
Don't lose sight of the server when he serves you the them all. Don't lose sight of the server.
So get into our carriage, the only transportation we'll use. We know about cars, we know about planes, we often travel in a magical poof. But right now we'll get in a carriage with horses, one black and one white, and ride off back to your patisserie on this beautiful Parisian night.
Oh, the stars. The stars are so beautiful. It has been so long since I've looked up at them.
Oh, yes. I mean, the night sky is not just about the moon.
Don't lose sight of the stars when you gaze at. The stars are also shining. They're shining down on you.
And I think I see Jupiter and Mercury as well. If you open your eyes to all of the sky, there's so much more than I could tell. Don't lose sight of the bay. Going down the road ahead.
Don't lose sight of the baker.
Don't lose sight of the baker.
When you're kneading the bread.
The bread.
Don't lose sight of your heart when you only listen to your head.
Knock, knock. Hello, I am back. I know I said I would be gone in a while. Suzette, I have your, Oh, these are my new friends, Suzette. This is Ina Garden and her husband, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, of course I know them. Oh, they are beautiful residents of the Hamptons.
Thank you. Wait, it's a part of New York. It's a part of New York where we're from.
We're part of New York. It's New York.
It's not Queens. It's New York.
It's New York. It's a whole thing.
Boroughs.
I was just finishing talking to these good friends down here, these rats and roaches, and this is so crazy, but one of these rats, he climbed on my head, and he French braided my hair, and you're going to laugh, because I am a French girl, but I've never had a French braid, but this rat, Ben Ben, is very good at French braiding. Yeah, it's just kind of like, I was trying something out.
Ben Ben, you're a natural at French braiding. A cook, and you can braid hair like that? Well, me and the other rats, we're so proud of you and all that you've accomplished. Really seems like you get up on a human's head. There's nothing you can't do while you're up there.
Yeah, that's certainly how I feel. There's nothing I can't accomplish from the top of a human's head.
Suzette, when I first learned moments ago that you had let that rat onto your head, I was shocked and a little bit confused. But then I see the beautiful plating of that French braid and I think, my God, you could not make a challah so crisp and with clean lines.
Oh, do you like the way my hair looks? Pierre,
it's just beautiful.
You've never noticed my hair before, only the plaits of the breads that I make.
Like when you make challah, they braid the Jewish traditional bread, which tastes so good, and you're supposed to throw a little bit of it into the fire when you are making it, I have recently learned, as a sort of, for Hashem, I believe. But
what a beautiful tradition.
Thank you. I think it is. It's not mine, but it's very, very pretty.
I am, of course, a
Catholic French man. Yes,
a Catholic French man.
A classic Catholic French man. But Suzette, the only braids I had ever noticed you making before were braids of bread. But the braids on your... You are quite beautiful and talented and not just... I realize when I rattle off all those compliments I have for you that... I think I actually think of you as more than just a wonderful baker, but a wonderful human being who I want to know so much more closely, like to put my hands around you like I am kneading a rustic sourdough or a focaccia. I'm trying to incorporate butter well and smoothly through all the layers of a French pastry.
Pierre, this is so much, I can't believe it. Oh, I'm sorry. I must take a moment to take this all in. My secret, maybe not so secret, love.
Do you want me to stand over there? Are you taking this all? Is this a private moment? Do I need to go? Or can I be here watching it happen?
Oh, you can be here. Pierre is here with Ina Garten and her true love, Jeffrey.
Hello, I've served.
Yes, we're here. Okay, good. Now, I may have already said that, but here we are all together, and the moon is not the right moon for baking, but Suzette, with the right magic, any moon can be the right moon for baking. Really? Oh, this time. Oh, now I'm starting to think, perhaps it is all coming together. No moon, just stars. My hero, magically here from afar. Her soulmate, and maybe mine.
Hello.
Telling me that this is the time. It's almost like being in love. It's almost like we are in love. Who would have thought in Paris two bakers would find love? But it's almost like we are in love.
Here in this city of gay Paris, who would ever thought that something similar to love would happen to me? No one's ever fallen in love here. It's not famous for that. It is famous for those round felt hats, berets, but it's almost like being in love. It's almost like being in love. Who would have thought you could feel such power so close to the Eiffel Tower? It's almost like being in love.
It's almost like we are in love.
Almost like we are in love.
Almost like we are in love.
I'm not sure how love feels.
Two bakers in the city we're thinking of. Can you believe in Paris we might be in love? It just never occurred to me, with the twinkly lights and the stars and the beautiful cobblestone streets and the smell of beautiful baked goods and people just sitting in bistros for hours at a time.
But you see, Suzette, that is the same realization that I had. Because so many things about this city, I would just think, oh, that's nice, or oh, that's baking. But it is love.
Oh, Jeffrey, isn't it so adorable how some people still don't understand the magic of Paris and baking and love?
Yes, it's a little mind-boggling, actually, that it's taken them so long to figure it out, but I'm happy they got there at the end, however long the trip takes.
You know, you have to remember that, like, they might not always remember that they're in Paris, you know, that they're French.
Right, when you're in Paris, you don't think of Paris as the city of love, you just think of it as the city where you live.
Right, right.
Do you...
Ma. No, what were you going to say, Jeffrey?
I forget. Honestly, my brain is a little bit is a little bit everywhere right now.
Yes. Well,
it's almost as
understandable.
If it's been days. It's almost as if it's been days since we sort of thought about what was going on here. But with you, every day feels like the first day in a good way. With you, every bake feels like the first time I've eaten a cookie. And looky at those trees and that breeze and the stars and the moon and the sky. I think I'm a pretty lucky guy.
Every time I need the flower, it's like the first time I felt its power. And every time we share a little sugar, it's like, ooh, what a new thing. And every time we walk out into our herb garden, I'm smarting over love's keen sting. Even though this is actually the first time we that we've said, oh, you are for me.
You are for me.
I won't take you for granted like I've taken the streets of Paris. Every day will be the first day to me.
It feels like the first time in a good way. This feels like the first time in a good way. And just because it is the first time, that explains why we're feeling that way today. Still, it feels like the first time in a good way. To make every day, however long the days go on, feel like the very first time I tasted a baguette or walked down the Seine, some pronounce it this song.
And I won't get lost in the passage of time. I'll treat every day like the first time at the Louvre, or like I saw my first mime.
The first time in a good way. Not in an awkward, I don't understand it way. The first time, but in a good way. I'm full of so many things I've felt for so long, but didn't know I could say. It feels like the first time.
It feels like the first time
in a good way.
Jeffrey, yes. They are gone. But look where they were. A dazzling pile of glitter.
My gosh. I always knew that my two baking heroes would turn one day back into the stardust from which they came. And if not stars, then a sort of edible thing that you might put on a cookie.
Oh, yes,
that
let
looks
me
like,
put
like,
this
like,
on there. Oh, this is actually very good.
This is like edible glittery star stuff. Ooh. Suzette, we should bake with this. To always remember the lessons we learned from our good friends, Jeffrey and Ina Gardner.
Yes, we will not have to wait for the moon, for the moon will be in our heart and our eyes, and this magic dust left behind by two people who are from New York. We're from a part of New York.
Queens, not Queens, a different part of New York. Yes, the gardens are from a very fancy part of New
part
York.
Part of New York. Ah. Good night, gardens. Good night, Paris.
And
but
good
never
night.
Good night.
Oh, no. Sorry. What did we say never good night before? I'll say good night to something, but first
oh, yes,
you say never good night to something.
And never good night to love.
Never good night to love. And we will say good night beneath the French moon. No!
spoon? I think I came up with that.
Oh, you should write that down.
I'll make a little book.
Even though I think the entire premise of this was that there was no moon tonight. Good night to a slender
it's
park.
It's got to be somewhere, right?
Well, here's how we remember. Right, the moon is never away.
The
he just has a
never
shadow.
Away. It's just not a good moon for baking.
He just has a shadow. Good night, the moon that is always there.
The end. And that's the end of the show. And we had a great time doing it. And this is the part where we do tell you that this sort of last bit is being recorded 4 days after the first bit.
Yes, and this is the part where we say we will not yet shout out the software because it is not there yet.
It's not ready. This has been a sort of fun... what's the cool thing that this is the tough mutter of musical improv where the improv throws you sort of like over a big wall and
yes.
then hits you with a bunch of mud and then you crawl under razor wires and all of those things are sort of technical difficulties that are very, very difficult to surmount. And I can't in good conscience recommend yet, but I think it's going to be great someday.
Thank you for getting us close, unnamed software. One day we might shout your name. Not right now.
Thank you, Brett. #Brett will have to make it make sense. It's going to be very good. Thank you, Scott Passarella. Scott on King of Pianists, Pianist of Keys. Pianist of Keys. My brain. Jess, you do it. Jess, do
thank
it.
Thank you, Dana Wickens. We're going to get her back on the Stickens when we can, but we love... She's still producing the funds as good as they comes. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Please hang in there, take care of each other, and know that this episode was wild, but we love keeping on and trying to figure out new ways to bring you whatever version of this show we can.
And we will. We've got a new idea for next time, and that time is going to be new and different. And that's off book... Maybe
4.0?
Still three. Still three, but three maybe with the first our first update to three.
But in the meantime, every update we're learning, so let's carry over something from off book 2.0. Hey, Zach, is Woodbert there?
Oh, yeah, he's being very quiet over here. This episode of off book 2 or 3... Which one are we in?
Three.
This episode of Off Book 3 brought to you by Woodbert the Wooden Frog. When we try to find out what sound will the wooden frog makes, we didn't have time this week, but maybe next week we will find out. I do hope so. And as we say at the end of every episode, if you're hanging out in France...
you better be ready to dance.
Bye!
Bye!